Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, your network for social justice. And today, my very special guests are Jessica Heredia and Chris Williams. They are with the Lemon Grove Improvement Council, a new nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that's dedicated to addressing challenges faced by individuals and businesses in Lemon Grove. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So can you start, folks, by telling us what prompted the establishment of the Lemon Grove Improvement Council?
So we started the Lemon Grove Improvement Council just to, have a nonpartisan group that could get together to improve Lemon Grove. As much as possible, come together, don't talk politics, and just try to get things done. Things that we believe as a community are specific needs and wants. And because of some of the challenges of Lemon Grove, we decided to, take action ourselves and get to work.
Yeah, I think it's a really positive example of citizens jumping in to fill gaps when sometimes government can't. For those that may not be familiar with Lemon Grove, it is a very small city without a high tax base. The housing base isn't large. They don't have, the big block, no shopping centers or hospitals or anything like that. And so they've constantly had a revenue shortfall, not exactly a deficit, but basically something like 80 or 85% of the budget goes for fire and sheriff protection, which doesn't leave a lot for anything else, whether it's fixing potholes or recreation programs or helping businesses. So that's basically the dilemma that the city has long faced. So one of the goals that the citizens have long wanted and that your group is trying to address is getting the recreation center reopened. It was closed more than 10 years ago when they had a budget shortfall, and it's been closed ever since. So tell us a little bit about, Jessica, maybe how important are the recreation programs for the young people in Lemon Grove and others who use the recreation center or did?
I think that the rec center benefits everybody, whether it's families or children or seniors, even adults. I know as a child for myself, I went to the La Mesa Rec Center often, and I really was mentored through that, occupied in a way where I could do positive learning of, performing arts and all kinds of sports activities.
Yeah.
Involved in that kind of stuff instead of trouble on the streets.
It can certainly keep kids off the streets. And especially in the summer, I know my kids always enjoyed rec programs at the La Mesa Rec during the summers on the times when I had to work. So it was great to have a safe place where they could, have fun and learn something. Yeah. So how receptive has the city council been to your efforts when you went to them and said, we've got these ideas to help try to raise funds from the community to get our rec center reopened?
I don't feel that we got so much of a great welcoming, but I don't think that the city maybe understands that we're trying to kind of partner with them. Mm-hmm. We'd like to work with them and not against them. And basically, if we collaborate together as a team, we can certainly get it done. So hopefully by going, seeing how well the Citrus Festival did, they can see that, we're here to help. We're here to get these programs back to the
community. We're going to talk about the Citrus Festival in just a moment. So I believe the city did agree to at least open the recreation fields, weekends or something, and with a goal toward hopefully eventually getting more open. So let's talk about your Citrus Festival. The Lemon Grove Citrus Festival was organized by your group and held on July 9th. East County Magazine had a booth there. It was a lot of fun. Lots of great, vendors and activities. Tell us a little bit, Chris, can you tell us a little bit more about that and, what the goal was of the festival and what it included?
Yes. I would just like to just add just a little bit and not steal the thunder from Jessica, because she was the lead coordinator of the event. And it took a lot of time and a lot of effort. And it started with just a group of us coming together with the idea of getting the rec center open. And of course, one of the biggest challenges to reopening the rec are funds, money. And so we thought this would be a great idea to hold a festival as almost like a kickoff event to raising funds to reopen the rec, community powered by the community for the community, with hopes and aspirations of collaborating with our city hall in order to get it done. So there was an incredible amount of participation. It was awesome to see so many smiling faces. But when it comes to the real hard work and the trenches, Jessica, Teresa Rosiak, Kathleen McLean, they really, really carried the event. And so I just want to make sure I give credit where credit is due and allow Jessica to talk about some of that.
Well, go ahead, Jessica. And I will say it was certainly fun to go around tasting all kinds of lemon treats and trying, you know, lemon sprays and just about lemon, just about everything. But also, you know, seeing the kids out there having fun on the in the bounce house and the slides and all the other things. But so can you tell us a little bit more about the festival?
Yeah, the Citrus Festival, I thought what was really cool about it was we really highlighted a lot of small businesses, local vendors, whether they were a storefront type business here in Lemon Grove, or maybe they're a home crafter, they had an opportunity to showcase their goods. Wonderful food. We had 8 vendors of food. We had 3 large inflatables from an obstacle course to a huge slide to a bounce house. We had a pitching area where you could pitch balls to a Velcro thing that would catch your ball. And
saw the burlap sack races going on and tug of wars. Kind of an old-fashioned.
Because we could highlight, you know, all the different things about what is so great about Lemon Grove and how our community just comes together and basically for a fundraiser.
There was a yoga person giving, you know, massages and the Lions Club was there. Yeah, there were people registering voters, all kinds of cool stuff going on there. So how many people turned out, do you know?
I think we estimated about somewhere between 350 to 400 people.
Mm-hmm. And how did you make money off of it? There wasn't an admission charge, as I understand. I know you had a raffle. What else?
Yeah, we had 3 really big sponsors that helped with our sponsorships. We had Toyota of Lemon Grove.
Oh, great.
We had Giardino's, and we had San Diego Pet Hospital. Those are all good Lemon Grove-based businesses that wanted to support their community, which was cool.
Wonderful.
We charged a small fee for the vendors, and that helped to get, obviously, more funds.
Yeah.
We did a raffle. And we sold some merchandise, so that was cool.
Nice. Yeah, I know some of them were donating in, you know, all or part of what they made.
Yeah.
So how much did you raise altogether, and how did you have a goal, and did you meet it?
Yeah, we had a goal of, we had a goal of how much we wanted to spend, and we actually went under what we wanted to spend. Our original goal was $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
We got it done for about $2,200.
Great.
And we raised all in all $4,400 with, I think it was $4,600 or something like that.
Is that the net or is that the gross?
That was the net. And then the after all was said and done, after the bills were paid, we ended up with about $2,200. Mm-hmm. The money's still coming in. So that's been great. We don't have the full number yet, but.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what's next? You know, how far are you from being able to get more things open at the rec center? And what are the plans to come up with that money? And is the city going to pony up anything?
We started coming together as a community, a lot of concerned citizens, parents, seniors, as well as city council members come together. And we met and we discussed a joint use agreement with the city as well as the school district to be able to open up the rec center on a more consistent basis. There's obviously cost involved in doing that.
Sure.
So we want to have the ability to scale it out and start with programming that is going to have the most impact, but obviously realistic to where we are at in regards to fundraising.
Right.
We haven't got a commitment yet of any funds from the city of Lemon Grove, but I'm sure based off of the amount of people who would love to see it reopened, as well as the success of the Citrus Festival and some of the talk around town that the city of Lemon Grove would be open to contributing in some form or fashion.
That would be great. I don't think there's anybody that wants to see it stay closed. It's just a question of, you know, what the overall budget priorities are, and, you know, but I'm sure that having so many citizens show up to an event that was intended, you know, there were hundreds of people there, right, that were intended to help the center reopen, certainly shows that it's a cause that the community cares about. And I think that always helps show the politicians, you know, maybe something should be a higher priority than it has been. So do you think you're going to host another Citrus Festival next year?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think our team's going to take probably a month off and recuperate, and then we're going to come back together. We're going to talk about all the things that worked out great, all the things that we can improve upon, and how to make it bigger for next year.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe add an auction or a concert. There's a lot of other fundraising streams, you know, possible. You pulled this together in an incredibly short period of time. Like, what was it, like 2 or 3 months from idea to getting all this together?
Yeah, I think it's a record.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Do you have any other events or activities planned?
I know that we do a running club there every Saturday. It starts at 7:30, and then nice. Every age and every skill set is welcome to come. Mm-hmm. It's pickleball every Saturday immediately following the running club that starts.
What time are those events?
The running club starts at 7:30 and it goes till 9. And then the pickleball starts right at 9 and goes till about 11.
Now, the recreation center is one of your priorities, but what are some of the other things that the Lemon Grove Improvement Council is working on to help businesses and residents?
So we have a couple of things going and that we have been doing for quite some time. I think we're coming up on our fourth year partnering with Caltrans, cleaning up and picking up our entryways. To the freeways, the on-ramps, the off-ramps. It's a really, really cool program that Caltrans has allowed us to participate in. And we look forward also to planting native trees and flowers and things of that nature.
Nice. Is Lemon Grove part of the Tree City USA program?
I believe they are.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, I've heard that La Mesa has encouraged its residents to donate certain trees and shrubs and flowers. You know, somebody's re-landscaping. There's a list of ones that the city will accept, but that might be something that Lemon Grove could encourage as well to move that along faster.
Absolutely. And we may be able to do that by partnering with the Lemon Grove Nature and Garden Club. They are a wonderful group of people that come together every other month, and they have a plant swap, and they're very generous with their cuttings and all their fruits and all that. So that might be a cool way to kind of collaborate with another group. And
great idea. We should mention that the Lemon Grove Historical Society had a booth there too, and they've got a lot of exciting events coming up as well, including for those that are listening Friday. This weekend, they have a, I guess, an anniversary celebration of one of their historic homes that was actually moved when they were building the freeway to save it. So are you also involved in the downtown Lemon Grove improvement efforts, you know, the business district?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely done a lot of cleanups down there, cleaning up trash and kind of getting that tidy. I think that's one of the areas where Lemon Grove could really benefit by making our downtown look safer and cleaner and a little more inviting so that our neighbors come and shop and spend their sales tax money here.
Yeah, the city doesn't have a chamber of commerce anymore, so there's definitely a need there, you know, to help out those businesses, I would say.
Well, yeah, Miriam, there's actually a group called BID, the Business Improvement District, that's been headed up by Council Member Leanna LeBaron. Mm-hmm. We've had multiple meetings in regards to how to support and contribute to our downtown area. You know, beautifying the area has been one of our goals, making it feel safe, making it clean. So we can attract the business owners, businesses, as well as patrons to come and visit Lemon Grove. So downtown is the heart of Lemon Grove, and we're definitely going to continue to do our part to make sure that it's beating.
Very good.
We're also doing a program with SDG&E where we're going to beautify some of the electric boxes, which will help to minimize some of the graffiti. So we're very grateful for SDG&E.
That's great. Yeah, we've seen that happen in El Cajon and Lemon Grove with very positive results. Jessica, we should mention, it's separate from your, you know, the organization, but Jessica is one of several candidates running for the city council this fall. And we hope you'll join us. We're hoping to get a candidate forum together as soon as the filing deadline comes along and we know everybody that's running. So where can people get more information if they want to get involved in the Lemon Grove Improvement Council? And so you have a website?
Social media and for Facebook and for Instagram called Improving Lemon Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And through those websites or through those Facebook social media pages, you'll find all the events that we're currently doing, as well as contact information on how to get involved and volunteer. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're currently working on right now is a back to school drive. So we're looking for backpacks, pens, paper, pencils.
And when is that?
That goes till the Saturday, August 6th. So we will basically package everything that we've collected between now and then and put it all together for the school district. We'll be posting on those social medias, the different local businesses where they'll have boxes you can just drop right off, which helps to kind of get the businesses a little bit more foot traffic too.
Nice. So if you just go to improvinglemongrove.com or you visit Improving Lemon Grove on the various social media sites, you can get in touch if you have something to donate or you want to volunteer or get involved. Mm-hmm. What else would you like our audience to know? I'm going to let you two have the final say here about efforts to improve Lemon Grove.
Well, I would just like to say, and I'll let Jessica finish it. She's been doing so much that she deserves that. But
yeah,
I would just like to say, oh, absolutely. That if we want things to change, and that's not just Lemon Grove, that's anywhere, we have to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from volunteering, that comes from sponsoring, that comes from just showing up and participating. Doesn't always necessarily mean you have to write a check or spend any money. It's free to repost and share some of the positive stuff that are going on in communities like Lemon Grove. It's definitely rewarding. My recent memories that give so much joy is some of the things that we've been doing in Lemon Grove. I've personally met so many new friends that without doing things like this, I probably would have never have met. And it's exciting. It's really exciting and it's addicting to get out there and be the change that you want to see. And I just encourage everybody, whether it's you want your pothole fixed on your street or if you want to get in an endeavor like reopening a rec center that's been closed for 12 years, you can make a difference. You just got to get involved. And you don't have to do it by yourself. There's many, many, many people out there willing to roll up their sleeves and get in the trenches with you to make a difference.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chris. Jessica, I'll let you have the final word today.
I think the thing that I think is so great about Improving Lemon Grove and the Lemon Grove Improvement Council is really that we're kind of trying to get the community as a whole together. So all the different groups that are out there, if you want to partner up with Improving Lemon Grove and what we're doing out here with the rec center and just cleanups and all that, please reach out, because we're really nonpartisan type community group where we have people from all walks of life, and we want to welcome you into our philanthropy. It's what it's about, right? It's the best way to keep your community really pumping. So
fantastic. This is really citizen grassroots activism at its best, I think. Well, I just want to thank both of you for joining us. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, we are speaking with Jessica Heredia and Chris Williams with the Lemon Grove Improvement Council. I want to thank both of you for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. I just want to say thank you. We're so grateful for your coverage, for your participation in the Citrus Festival. was awesome to see you. And shout out to Lemon Grove School District for allowing us to host the event at the school district. So thank you and thank everyone.
Well, it was awesome. It's great to see efforts to sweeten Lemon Grove.